Chapter 3. Detroit and the Canal of Riches. A crowd began gathering early on Thursday morning, October 26, 1825, at the newly built courthouse in Buffalo, New York, and one can presume a certain buzz of excitement. It was to be a day of celebration and pageantry, marking a technological achievement that would change the course of the nation, the opening of the Erie Canal. And it would signal something of a rebirth for Buffalo, a lakeside village of some 2,500 people that was still recovering from being burned to the ground by marauding British troops 12 years earlier. Buffalo was the easternmost settlement of any size on the four upper Great Lakes, and its location was significant. Just to the north, Lake Erie funnels into the Niagara River, which, a few miles beyond, flows over that great blockage of Great Lakes transportation, Niagara Falls. Forming the boundary between the United States and Canada, the Niagara River flows into the western end of the fifth Great Lake, Ontario, which, in turn, drains into the St. Lawrence River, at the time navigable as far as the portage around Montreal's Lushing Rapids. From there, it was a straight sail past Quebec City to the North Atlantic. At the time, the three middle Great Lakes, Michigan, Huron, and Erie, formed a massive but closed waterway. It was separated from Lake Superior to the north by St. Mary's Falls at Sault Ste. Marie, a 21-foot drop that forced a short portage, and it was separated downstream from Lake Ontario, the easternmost of the lakes, by 176-foot-high Niagara Falls, which, with its sheer-sided gorge, made for a very difficult portage.